This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Donald Trump won the U.S. state of New Hampshire Republican Party primary on Tuesday. The former president clinched his second straight victory in his quest for the 2024 Republican nomination and has so far defied the fallout from two impeachments, four criminal trials awaiting him, and lawsuits for fraud and sexual assault. His rival Nikki Haley, meanwhile, came up short in New Hampshire. The former state of South Carolina governor says her 2024 campaign is full steam ahead with her home state up next. The United States carried out strikes in Iraq against three facilities linked to Iran-backed militias on Tuesday, the Pentagon said, after a weekend attack on an Iraqi airbase that wounded U.S. forces. U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria have been attacked about 150 times by Iran-aligned militants since the Israel-Gaza war started in October. Members of Turkey's parliament on Tuesday endorsed Sweden's membership into NATO, lifting a significant obstacle toward entry into the military alliance. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has a story.
The Turkish legislators approved Sweden's admission to the military group by 287 votes to 55, with four abstentions. Hungary is now the only NATO ally not to have ratified Sweden's accession. At a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Sweden would be a good addition to NATO.
It's time for Sweden to become a NATO ally. They have a modern, advanced military, one that we're very comfortable with, and they'll add real, significant military capabilities to the alliance.
NATO member Turkey had slowed Sweden's membership for more than a year, accusing the country of being too lenient toward groups that Ankara regards as security threats. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.